What's your relationship like with Ryan Mallett?
Yeah, my relationship with Ryan has always been great, even from our time in New England. And then, obviously, you know, his first start this year was against us. So, you know, I was excited for him to get that opportunity. And it's something that I had waited for a long time for. And, you know, unfortunately, I got hurt the first time, you know, I had that opportunity. But it's a good relationship. I don't think there would be any, you know, bad blood or anything like that. I look forward to it. And, you know, I think... You know, it's always been said, I think competition always brings out the best in people, and it's something that I've had to go through my entire career, and I think it only makes you better.
Let me be the million and first person to ask you this, but what was the main takeaway you got from spending that time that you did under Tom Brady?
Yeah, oh, man, I mean, there's so many things that you learn, and it's the small things that I think, you know, are the key parts of it. You know, you can say, you know, you get to, you know, see him day in and day out, whether he's in the film room, the meeting room, the practice field, the weight room. I mean, his dedication and work ethic are, you know, the best I've ever been around. And you try to, you know, implement that into your own kind of work habits. And obviously the passion for the game. And obviously you see what, you know, they did last year. You know, so to me, he's the best there ever is. You know, I'm always striving to get to that level. I think, you know, when you're around him for so long, you see what it takes to get to that level. And, you know, you try to use that as motivation for yourself.
One of the times you've been to Houston was 2009 season finale, season finale. You remember that game much? Because you did play in that contest.
That was really my, you know, I played a little bit sparingly here or there that year, but that was really my first time playing, you know, kind of in a meaningful game at a meaningful time. And, you know, so I got to play a little bit at the end of the first half and then a little bit at the end of the fourth quarter. And I remember having a 2-minute drive and throwing a ball to Matt Slater. I'll never forget it. And I think he caught it and got down to like the 10-yard line. And I think all we needed was, I don't remember the point differential, but we were, you know, down to the 10-yard line. And then there was a flag, holding on our right tackle on Mario Williams. So, I remember that. It was a lot of fun for me to get a chance to play. And, you know, so obviously I remember playing in the stadium.
All right. What's your next order of business now that you signed this deal?
Yeah, well, I'm going to head back to Cleveland tonight, regroup, and then, you know, at some point in the next week or so, my wife and I are going to come down, maybe bring our kids and try to, you know, just get acclimated, try to find a place to live. And, you know, for me, I just like to be around the facility, be around the guys. So, you know, I'm going to get down here as soon as possible and just, you know, be a part of this team.
Brian, thanks a lot for the time. Congratulations.
Thank you.